JMG, we're on the air at Women Vitcher Day. Today's Thursday, and we are featuring Women Vitcher, which had their big day yesterday. And Margaret Viola is the chairman of Women Vitcher here at Oshkosh. And tell us a little bit, Margaret, about the activities that you present during the week. You've had a very busy week. A lot has been going on. And I know... our last air venture, we had a huge showing for the United 787 with all the women that showed up with that program. What about this year? What did you guys do this year that was super fun and exciting?
Yeah, this year a little bit different by contrast. Everybody knows this is having a little bit of a different air venture than we've always had, but we're just happy to be here and happy to be together.
That's right.
So this year we had a contest to design our signature T-shirts. Every year we have a different color T-shirt so that women can identify one another and know, you know, you're in the crowd, you can come talk to me about, you know, any aviation question. So we'll talk to our design contest winner a little later. And then we had a power lunch yesterday. You just heard from Colonel Allison Black, who spoke with a number of others. Heather Penny, a board member, was our MC. Girl Venture is going on throughout the week. And so what these provide are touch points that allow women to meet one another, network, you know, no matter where you are or what your niche, is it maintenance, is it airlines, is it anything, and then keep in touch through the rest of the year. So other activities we traditionally do are an ice cream social on Monday night just before the concert. We'll hope to bring that back next year. And, you know, we like to add some technical depth where we can as well with more technical forums and pilot proficiency discussions and those kinds of things.
So, and then normally you would have a big event in the evening, but of course last night's weather put a little damper on that.
Yeah, no pun intended. So yes, unfortunately our evening panel at Theater in the Woods was canceled, yeah. But you know, there's still lots of blue T-shirts I'm seeing out there on the grounds, and
that's
so
right.
You can still make the magic by just saying hi, go meet someone.
So since you weren't able to hold that last night, is there something that you'd like to take a little time to address here on the radio today, Thursday, the day after that would be, since you didn't get to do that? Is there something that was some announcement or something that you were going to say last night to represent?
Sure, yeah. I think, you know, our theme was going to be a conversation almost like a girl's night out of just incredibly accomplished female aviators from all different walks, many with a military background, some not. And some of the themes were just like, you know, when you get to a hard place or an obstacle, like, you can ask, share, you know, not be shy about just like admitting that, so you can find someone else to admit, like, oh yeah, I did that, here's an option, you know, like, kind of network your way through that without having to feel any sort of shame or guilt or any of that yucky stuff, right? Like, and you get to have the life of your dreams, like, that's totally open for you. So say your dream out loud, like, you know, actually have faith in that and that you can make it happen, because we're on a field here of people who've been doing that for generations, right, making their aviation dreams come true. And that's what Oshkosh is about supporting. And then also, you know, Women Venture will be back, of course, in full force next year. Next year is going to be our 15th year doing this.
Anniversary year.
15th anniversary. That's absolutely right. So we're looking already to kind of line up a stellar segment of speakers. We'll have another design contest. So we'll be in touch, and, you know, we'll probably be sending out another survey to participants to get them engaged and ask, like, what is it that, you know, we or EAA can be doing additionally to kind of help you through any of this? We're available all year long, and we want to be able to connect you and help you feel that magic and reach back to this point at any time in the year.
So let's talk a little bit about your outreach then, because that kind of brings up, you know, year-round. So I'm assuming that you have a really good integration with Women in Aviation, the 99s. Talk a little bit about that work that you do together.
Yeah, absolutely. Women in Aviation was really instrumental in starting the very first photo on the plaza, you know, 14 years ago, that has now become part of this tradition. And so every Wednesday they have their WAI Connect breakfast, which was extremely successful and I hear sold out this year. We love to support them at their conference in March. It's going to be in Nashville this coming year. I will certainly be there, and I love looking out, and that's where we always announce what the t-shirt color and design is going to be for the coming year and get people starting to sign up. So this conversation's already happened. The 99s, just another historic, very impressive organization that supports us here this week, and we do the same for them at their conferences. And then there are other organizations. Air Race Classic, Ladies Love Tail Draggers is out here, I think, with a large presence over down in Vintage.
They do, yes. and we do Vintage on Mondays every year, and we always have a representative from Ladies Love Tail Draggers there. But we did this year, too. Lorraine Morris was there.
And oh my gosh, amazing pilot and such a great organization.
Yeah, so there is a lot of integration, and I guess what I'm trying to get to here is that this is a big and bold and encompassing initiative that's got a lot of traction and a lot of momentum, and there's nothing stopping this thing. It's going all the way down the track. And no, we're glad to help out with that because it's so important, and people should feel, no matter what their gender, their race, their sexuality, whatever, they should be feeling welcome to the aviation community. And Women Venture is doing just that for women.
Yes, that's exactly right. You know, our founder, Paul Pomerezny, has so many quotes left over that are kind of printed here around the grounds that are about that. It's about the common love. We all just love to fly planes. We love to wrench planes. We love to, you know, understand regulations and policies that keep us safe, but keep us free. You know,
design
any walk
planes.
Of life, design planes. That's right. Build them. So it's about that common ground and making sure no matter who you are, you find your niche within that.
Yeah, that's so cool. And speaking of your big thing in Nashville coming up with the colors and the t-shirts, you have a guest with us.
I do have a guest with us.
That you'd like to introduce.
So this was our first year having a t-shirt design contest. So we opened it up to anyone to submit designs. We got a lot of beautiful, beautiful designs. But Lynn Thompson with me here submitted what became our winning design this year. And there's such a beautiful story behind what that iconic design is. And on radio, of course, we can't physically show it to you, but I know if you're here on the grounds, you'll be able to see the Heather Blue t-shirt with 2021 on it, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So welcome, Lynn. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
Great. So can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to submit to the design contest?
Well, you know, I was kind of hit with the thought that I have just started getting into the aviation world. I've just started taking lessons and stuff. We are building an RV-14, and we've been to Oshkosh for maybe 15 years, and I just love the warbirds, and I love all the new planes. And so for me, it was all about, you know, the jet engine fan, how beautiful that is. But then I wanted to combine, you know, more of the history, too, and bring in the radial engines. And so that was why the design was the way it was. I tried other things, but it just didn't hit me. So next year I'll try again with some of the other things. But for me, at the luncheon, I just have to say it was wonderful to see all the girls with Girl Venture. I mean, tremendous number of them. And like your previous guest was talking about Margaret, oh, my goodness. You know, if I could do a shirt with her on it or her, you know, her profile or something. Oh, yeah. It's just wonderful to hear all that. And a whole lot of very positive energy out there, you know, for women. And it's just great to be here and be a part of that. And like you said, when you wear the t-shirt, people come up to you and you do have to be approachable. And so it's been funny for me because yesterday a lot of people came up to me and I met a lot of new friends because of that. I thought, oh, how cool is this? And so I've got cards, you know, from people. You know, we may go down near Atlanta once we finish our RV and, you know, stay with these people that we just met. And, you know, it's just great, great, very supportive environment. You know, I've always loved coming here, but I've never really experienced it from a woman's point of view, you know, and now I'm becoming, you know, what can I do, you know, to help out with, you know, I wasn't able to fly till actually much later. So I'd like to see more younger women, you know, coming up in the ranks and doing what I can do to help out.
So what is your story, Lynn? Tell us your story, your aviation story.
Oh, well, I married an aerospace engineer.
Okay.
So, but I never really got to fly as a youngster. We would always go to our airport and do the RC model airplanes. So we did that in Huntsville Airport, Huntsville, Alabama. And then when I went off to college, getting back and forth from Atlanta, Georgia to Huntsville, Alabama, I discovered the Georgia Tech Flying Club. And so I would pay them, you know, gas money to fly me, and they would get the hours. So it worked out beautifully. So I got to fly back and forth that way. And then through that club, would go to fly-ins and that type of thing. But I never was a pilot, was doing any of that. So it's just been this past year that I've started taking lessons.
Good for you. Yeah. Now, are you doing it in that same aero club that you were?
Oh, I'm out of Blue Skies in Lake in the Hills, Illinois.
Okay,
great place.
Well, so, shout out to them. Congratulations. And it's never too late.
Right. It's never too late. That's right.
But how about that? We have like a home builder, EAA member, like student pilot coming up through all of it who designed this beautiful. And I love that because, you know, the propulsion, right? Like it's the power and the energy behind what makes this go.
Exactly.
Like forever from radial engines to jet engines.
Right.
So it's just super cool.
Right.
Thank you.
And women have been there the whole time. So, keep it going. So,
true.
Well, you gals, sit tight. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and continue this conversation with Margaret Viola, who is the chairman of Women Venture, and our guest, Lynn Thompson. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to On the Fly. This is EAA Radio.